Hey friends, Sean from SGT Report here with a very special update. First, a note, I just interviewed Scott Kesterson from Bards FM, and I'll release that interview sometime on Saturday, but I wanted to share this first. When you think of the international criminal bankers and the cabal in control of this planet, you certainly think of the House of Rothschild, Rockefeller, etc. And when we think about Big Pharma and the rollout of these toxic shots masquerading as vaccines when they're actually mRNA gene therapies, what I've discussed with many experts is why would these criminals be taking such onerous chances, and aren't they afraid of damaging their own brood, their own offspring? Well, in this incredible roundtable featuring Dr. Lee Merritt, Reiner Fulmick, and others, Dr. Lee Merritt talks here about the racial specificity of the ACE2 pathway. Now, to be clear, the COVID vax spike protein hooks on to the human ACE2 pathway. And if you just listen to Dr. Lee Merritt for a couple of minutes here, she answers the question I just asked, and it's quite shocking.
I personally think that what those studies show about the toxicity versus the lot are really, they've changed something as time has gone on, whatever they've changed to try and make it less toxic. It doesn't mean that it won't be damaging long-term, but they don't want this short-term toxicity because they don't want to get caught. It's kind of like the binary poison. You want the guy to die when you're far away from him, right? So I think there's a certain amount of that. But I will tell you this, that when this thing first started being talked about and this vaccine started rolling out, a friend of mine from Philadelphia sent me this paper, and it's in PubMed, you can find it. I've got it on my site. And it's talking about the racial specificity of the ACE2 pathway. And you know, that's where the spike protein hooks on, is to the human ACE2 pathway, which we don't have any coronavirus anyplace else that does this. SARS didn't do it, MERS didn't do it, just this one. So I think maybe SARS did it, but it wasn't any other pathway. So any other coronavirus. So this thing was designed with this hook to get it in the ACE2 pathway. And if you look at the ACE2 pathway upregulation, in other words, how active that pathway, just like insulin receptors are active, the ACE2 receptors are active or not so active, it is racially different. Now, I'm not making any judgment here. I'm not telling you what this means. I'm just going to tell you the facts. If you look at that paper, the people that have the most upregulation of the ACE2 pathway, because some of this is kind of surprising, are white Caucasians from Europe, excepting Finns, not Finnish. And it's about 56% upregulated in those people, as well as in non-African blacks, 56% upregulation of the ACE2 pathway. Then it drops down to 39% in African blacks. And then it drops way down to 10% upregulation in Asians and Finnish. I mean, I thought that was kind of surprising. Who knew that the Finnish are genetically not the same as everybody else in Europe, but they have some genetic differences apparently. And then it drops down to zero. And the zero upregulation are two groups, the Amish.
The Amish. Now, my thesis is that the Amish do not participate in vaccine programs. The Amish do not participate in this evil system at all. And the Amish certainly don't send in their DNA for sampling to companies like 23andMe. Just a thought. But what's the other group?
And the zero upregulation are two groups, the Amish and the Ashkenazi Jews. There it is. I mean, I'm throwing that out. You can just, that's the fact.
Thanks for watching, friends, and for real news 24/7, check us out directly at sgtreport.com, the antidote to corporate Ashkenazi propaganda. God bless you and your family. Bye-bye.
Because they're advocating for requiring proof of vaccination status. I'm reading this specifically from it. Ideal vaccine and booster requirements, requiring N95s for everyone and providing N95s. So who's paying for that? We are.
The language that you speak of, doctor, is actually codified in the law that I cited. That legislation envisions effectively COVID passports. It's in 70.15. So the CDC, federal government, the WHO were planning on restricting movement of people and goods all the way back then, and envisioned CDC passports or CDC approved passports. So you're absolutely right.
This has been a long-term plan of global control and depopulation.